Hello and welcome to our program. We continue in the book of Revelation. We'll be in Revelation chapter 9. Have your Bible ready if you can. In our previous program, we found that Satan was here on earth. He came and opened the bottomless pit, and from that pit came smoke, which had a major physical effects on people, and also some terrifying creatures. Now we're going to look in Revelation 9, verse number 12, where it says, "One woe is past, and behold, there come two woes more hereafter." We'll look at that in a minute, but first listen to this message and song. Be not dismayed, whate'er betide, God will take care of you. If you're a Christian, God will take care of you.
Be not dismayed, whate'er betide, God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide, God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you through days of toil when heart doth fail. God will take care of you when dangers fierce your path assail. God will take care of you. All you may need, he will provide. God will take care of you. Nothing you ask will be denied. God will take care of you. No matter what may be the test, God will take care of you. Lean, weary one, upon his breast, God will take care of you.
Again, we're reading in Revelation 9, verse number 12, says, "One woe is past, and behold, there come two woes more hereafter. Now, as we get down through this portion of Scripture, we will see that we have two groups of angels mentioned here. First of all, it says in verse 13, "And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel, which had the trumpet, loose the four angels, which are bound in the great river Euphrates." And so we have God's angels here. One that he's referring to in particular is this sixth angel that sounded, which was one of God's angels. But then he told that angel to go forth and loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. Now, these are Satan's angels. To understand this, we need to realize that there's two groups of angels. The devil has his, and the Lord has his as well. In 2 Peter chapter 2, verse number 4, it says, "God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down into hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment." Now, that word hell is a Greek word, Tartaro, and it is only found here. We have in the King James Bible the word hell translated from the word Hades, from the word Gehenna, and from the word Tartaro. And this one is only here, and it refers to these angels that rebelled against God with Satan, and they are held in this special place reserved unto judgment. Jude refers to them in Jude chapter 1 and verse number 6, where it says, "The angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day." Now, their leader, of course, is Satan, and Satan is mentioned in 7 Old Testament books. He is mentioned in 19 New Testament books. He is referred to by every New Testament writer, and he is mentioned by the Lord 15 times. Now, he rebelled against God way back in Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12 to 15. We have a record of that rebellion. It says there, "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit." Now, this is where Satan rebelled, and we know he took one-third of the angels with him. Four of those angels are mentioned here, and I'll read it again, where it says in verse 13, "And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel which had the trumpet, loose to the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates." Now, the Bible does not tell us specifically who these four angels are, but it is thought that they were angels who had much influence over four empires: the Babylonian Empire, the Medo-Persian Empire, the Grecian Empire, and the Roman Empire. We have a reference to that back in Daniel chapter 10 and verse number 5. Daniel said, "I lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen." Now, this was an angel, if you read the context there. "And he said," verse 12, "Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words." But as he was coming from heaven to earth, we read in verse 13, "But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. What did he do? He said, well, he said, "Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me." They're having trouble getting through this area and the atmosphere around this earth, because that is the abode of Satan. We saw that in one of our previous programs. Then in verse 20 it says, "Then said he, Knowest thou wherefore I come unto thee? And now will I return to fight with the prince of Persia. And when I am gone forth, lo, the prince of Grecia shall come." And so we have these four powerful, what they're called, princes here. They are in charge. The devil has his cohorts. He has his well, we would, in the army, we would call them generals and privates and sergeants and different titles. Satan has them as well. And so he has some generals here. And he had one in charge to influence in the time of Babylon, and the time of Medo-Persia, and the time of the Grecians, and the time of the Romans. And again, we see those things here in Daniel chapter 10. And of course, what they're doing is, one word would sum it up, influence. To influence politicians, to influence those who are in control in our world today. And that is exactly what is happening right now. So probably, we can only speculate, but those four angels, which are bound in the great river Euphrates, according to Daniel chapter 10, it could very likely be these are those four angels that are, of course, under the control of Satan. Now, in Revelation 9 and verse 13, we read again, "The sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before the Lord, saying, Go, saying to the sixth angel which had the trumpet, Loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates." Now, the Euphrates River is mentioned 25 times in the Bible. The first mention is in the book of Genesis, and the last mention is in the book of Revelation. This is the place of the first satanic attack, of course, on Adam and Eve, the first rebellion, the first idolatry, the first murder. Sin got its start right here, and God is going to deal with this as he sums things up in the tribulation period back here in a specific place. Not only that, it's a specific period of time. We read in Revelation 9:15, "And the four angels were loose, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year for to slay the third part of men." Now, we have a specific time period here, and it shows you without a shadow of a doubt that God is completely in charge of the situation. We read in Revelation 14 and 7, "The hour of his judgment is come." In Revelation 1:3, we read, "The time is at hand." And then in Revelation 22, the last chapter, in verse 10, we read, "The time is at hand." And so as we get to this portion of Scripture, we see that God says, "My patience has run out. I've had 2,000 years of listening to people curse my son. And this is all over now. The time is at hand. And God's clock is working right on time." Let me read the verse again. "The four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year." Here's a bad part. "For to slay the third part of men." And as we have said several times, when we get to this tribulation period, we have God's wrath without mixture. Now, we've seen his wrath sometimes through the Old Testament, sometimes in parts of the New Testament, but it's always been mixed with mercy. Here, there's no mercy. We've said many times on this program that life consists of our choices. We have choices, and of course, we can choose whatever we want to choose, but we're not free to choose the consequences of our choices. "You choose this day whom ye will serve," the Bible says. I've chosen to serve the Lord. I believe he died for me. I accepted him as my personal Savior, and I'm going to go to heaven when I die. Not that I deserve to go to heaven, but he has said those that put their trust in him, he will deliver them. And so if you're a Christian, here's a little message and song that should brighten up your day. Just keep trusting your Lord.
I just keep trusting my Lord as I walk along. I just keep trusting my Lord, and he gives a song. Though the storm clouds darken the sky or the heavenly trail, I just keep trusting my Lord. He will never fail. He's a faithful friend, such a faithful friend. I can count on him to the very end. Though the storm clouds darken the sky or the heavenly trail, I just keep trusting my Lord. He will never fail. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Heaven and earth may pass away, just keep trusting your Lord as you walk along. Just keep on trusting your Lord and He'll give us song. Though the storm clouds darken the sky or the heavenly trail, keep right on trusting your Lord. He will faithful friend, such a faithful friend. You can count on him to the very end. Though the storm clouds darken the sky or the heavenly trail, just keep on trusting your Lord.